thoughts. I would like now to introduce the opening session speakers to you. The format for this morning's first session will be short presentation by our panel of deans. We are very fortunate to have deans of schools of public health or former deans of schools of public health with us today to talk about the role of schools of public health into the 21st century. So each dean will have about 10 minutes to say a few words, and then we'll invite them to come up to the table and we'll have an exchange with the audience about schools of public health, about the future of public health in North America and in the world, actually, and about the role of schools of public health in the broad public and population health movement, not only in North America, but beyond. So I will introduce our panel moderator number first. As Dr. Eidelman was saying, we're very fortunate to have Dr. Jean Rochon be the moderator of today's session. Dr. Jean Rochon, as you, most people in this room will know, is a former Quebec health minister, former dean of the Faculty of Medicine at Université Laval, one of the builders of the public health system in Quebec, dating back to the 1970s when he came back from Harvard after his MD and his PhD. So Jean has been probably the most influential public health individual in Quebec. And as I say to most people, up until recently, up until the Barrette reform, Quebec had the best, by far, public health system in Quebec. I'm not sure what we'll be able to say about it 10 years from now. But certainly, this is due to a great part through the reforms that were introduced as a result of the leadership of Jean Rochon. So Dr. Rochon will be moderating the session. I will introduce briefly our speakers and then let Dr. Rochon take over. Dr. Jim Curran is the Dean of the Rollins School of Public Health at Emory University. An eminent AIDS researcher, as many of you know, has been dean of, at Emory for 20 years, I believe, so probably wins the prize, the longest lasting dean that I know. Dr. Fournier, who is the dean of the School of Public Health at the University of Montreal, had a family emergency, unfortunately, could not be here this morning. Dr. Michel Rivard, biostatistician, full professor at Université de Montréal and the Secretary General of the School of Public Health at Université de Montréal, will be giving his presentation in his place. Thank you, Michel, for doing that. Dr. Howard Hu, who's the Dean of the Dalhousie School of Public Health at the University of Toronto, will be telling us about the University of Toronto new School of Public Health. We're very excited to hear about developments at U of T in this area. Terry Nolan, one of our distinguished alumni, who's now living down under, will be talking about the School of Public Health at the University of Melbourne. Dr. Fred Pacot, who is the director of the Institut Universitaire de Médecine Sociale et Préventive at Université de Lausanne, and who was the founding dean of the Swiss School of Public Health, will be talking about developments in Europe, in Switzerland in particular. And finally, Dr. Harrison Spencer will bring all of this together in his presentation. Dr. Spencer is the CEO of the Associations of Schools and Programs of Public Health in the U.S. and a former dean of schools of public health, both at Tulane University and at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. So thank you all for being here. Look forward to your presentation and to the exchange with the audience. Dr. Rochon, the floor is yours, and I'll let you take it over from here.
Good morning to everyone. Merci beaucoup, Gilles. I first would like to thank you so much for the invitation to participate in that meeting. I can really feel how it's important for you and how proud you could be, because when this department was created, That was a time when each of the universities in Quebec were creating Department of Social and Preventive Medicine around that kind of denomination. And I remember quite well towards what kind of future you look and what kind of experience you have to live to build from you a department. And at that time, I'm not saying it's not anymore the case, but I remember the kind of collaboration which has been developed very rapidly between the four universities, because each of us felt strongly that we needed help, we needed to share resources and to build really the public health in Quebec. So it's been an intensive period of time, and through that network in Quebec, collaborations have been rapidly developed across all of Canada, the United States, when many of us had their training, and also with different countries in Europe, Switzerland at that time already, and also, of course, in France. And I think that period started some collaboration with Australia. So it's a reminder of a very long period, a very rich and intense period of time that led us to here. During that period, public health has really taken a major place in the health system of Quebec. I think that among many of the accomplishments, the development of training and research in public health was very important. This preoccupation of translating the result of research into practice has always been very important in the spirit of public health, and also to support dissemination of innovation in order to influence the evolution of professional and managerial practices into the system. So that probably might come back in our discussion today, how into the future can we continue to develop, and I'm sure other priorities that our panelists will be presenting and developing to us today according on the basis of their own experience. Now, as you mentioned, we are going through a kind of crisis. It's surely a financial crisis. It's a major restructuration, and we know how this kind of endeavor takes time and efforts that we would like some time to be devoted to some other kind of development. But in any kind of crisis, there is also a lot of opportunities to support change and a rapid evolution with some respect. So it's for all of us to make sure that we can see and seize those opportunities so that we can sort of benefit, like in judo, from the movement and oriented in the direction that we think it is best. And today we'll have this opportunity to share that experience, and most especially as Pierre has said in his presentation, what the future should be if we want to influence it. And we have the experience of two new schools of public health in Montreal and Toronto, the experience from the United States of America from a medical school, somebody who has been a dean for a long time, and also for the Association of Public Health, School of Public Health and Program, and from Switzerland, where there has been, as I said, many collaboration for a long time. So that sort of put the table, I think, to what we've been discussing, but now we're not looking back, we're looking ahead at the future of what we can use and benefit from what we've learned, what we have developed together to go much further. So on that basis, I will introduce or ask James Curran to take over and really start the information and the discussion after the presentation. Thank you.